In a world where trust on store shelves is an illusion, where every whiskey release claims to be the best that's ever been, where brands have traded quality for clever marketing, one show dares to take a stand. This is Unfiltered Access, presented by Public Barrel.
Welcome back to this week's installment of Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm your host, Michael.
And I'm your host, Dan.
And yeah, did you have a good weekend? Snow-filled weekend here in upstate South Carolina?
I did. We stayed warm. No, we had no power outages or any sort of real inconvenience outside of, you know, being cooped up with the kiddos are at the age where they, you know, on the weekend, they kind of expect their little circadian rhythms tell them that we're going to go out and do something. And that didn't happen. So they kind of got a little bit restless. But beyond that, it was good. Good weekend. What about you?
Yeah, same here. Pretty much hunkered down, shoveled the driveway a couple of times. No power outages, no pipe bursts or anything like that.
Just frozen pipes.
Yeah,
you were sweating that a little bit. Michael texted me and he's like, do you know anything how to get this? He's like, we just turned our water on and it's not watering.
Yeah. So we left town for the first ice storm. So ice storm, winter storm apocalypse 1.0. And, you know, we turned the water off and all that. And then when we came home, we turned it on and the main valve was pretty stubborn. And so I, like Dan said, got into a little bit of a panic. And then I was like, oh, I should just heat it up a little bit with a hair dryer. And about a minute later, it turned just fine and water is all good.
You had the coldest water you've ever had in your house pouring through your sink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was cold. I let it, luckily we got in the evening and I just let it heat. Once it was filled, I let it heat up overnight. And then by the time the morning came around, then we had hot water and all's well.
Nice. Yeah, we had really no inconveniences at all. I spent all day Saturday putting together like a Smith machine in the garage and redoing the garage a little bit, trying to get myself back in shape.
Nice. Yeah, so we actually got to venture out a little bit yesterday since the roads were relatively clear, and that actually leads us to
And now, the Unfiltered Access Pick of the Week, sponsored by Bourbon Barn.
Yeah, so Bourbon Barn in the upstate of South Carolina has our Pick of the Week, which is a Fireside Perfection, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Public Barrel Fireside Perfection. It is a 6.5-year Kelvin fire-toasted Green River mash bill, 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley, Kentucky straight bourbon.
Yeah, and it is awesome. So I actually went to the Bourbon Barn off Pleasantburg, and sure enough, they had some there. Felt a little bit like a celebrity walking in and buying it on the shelf, and then actually ventured over to Wine Express, who has another Green River barrel from Public Barrel. And that is
Caramel Apple Decadence.
Yes. Yeah. And that one is also good. So last night I blinded those two, as well as Autumn Kind of Vibes, which is another Green River OZ Tyler. And funny story with that. So I had my wife pour them as I was putting my oldest son to bed. And when I asked her to do it, he was like, Mommy, I want to help. And so he didn't pour anything. He just kind of observed. And then the whole time when I was putting him to bed, he's like, I'm not telling you which one's which. I'm not telling you which glass has has the barrel with the fire and which one has the apple pie on it. So it was just really funny. And so anyway, I got to dive into those last night, and I was convinced that one of them was Autumn Kind of Vibes, just because it wasn't as harsh, because those can be a little bit tight off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually after a week or two of air, they tend to open up and be a really great pour. So I was convinced that one of them was Autumn Kind of Vibes because I had opened that one up a few weeks ago, and I was wrong. And it was our pick from Bourbon Barn. So that won the night, followed by Autumn Kind of Vibes and then Caramel Apple. So
the Caramel Apple, once it opens, is so good. And I think I wasn't anticipating them. I, you know, obviously we knew that The autumn barrel was pretty tight off the neck. But we weren't anticipating, or I wasn't anticipating it to be that tight on that barrel, because it seemed, that one seemed to be more like apple forward and everything. And it just, it's not off of the opening. It needs to breathe quite a bit. But yeah, the other ones, it still got that apple note to it, the Fireside Perfection barrel from Bourbon Barn. It's still got some of that like really nice harvest apple to it. But the oak, I think, is a little more finessed and present, and you get a little bit more of that toast and everything and the tannic character out of it than the other two. It just tastes a little more mature to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, totally. And I guess the caramel apple. So I flipped the two. The one I thought was Autumn Kind of Vibes was Fireside, but then I knew the caramel apple one. That was, I was like, this is so apple forward, that's gotta be it. So when I talked to my wife about it during the grand reveal, she was like, yep.
So where would you have rated them if you were actually doing them blind and didn't know what they were? Would they all be in the eights, you think?
100%. And at the price, I mean, you can't beat
it. Yeah.
You can't beat it there. So if you're in the upstate area, check out Bourbon Barn and Wine Express. They have two awesome public barrel releases that recently hit the shelves.
Yeah, there's, I think there's, Wine Express has a couple Good Times barrels, too, that are, you know, kind of a welcome to the state launch, but there are two barrels of, you know, we actually had tasted through them kind of quickly, but there's a French Oak finish, 11-year Elkwood Reserve landing in the state for Bourbon Barn, and a 9-year Spanish Oak finish as well, and those barrels are stunners, and really excited to kind of get my hands into their barrel pit program and kind of help them along, because not just a lot of it is, it's not really just the access to it, because they could make the right phone call and find the right person. Problem is knowing who to call and having the relationship where you're like, hey, you know, give me the goodies, and so just helping them with that, they've been very receptive, and I'm excited to, you know, kind of help them really launch their single barrel program in a way that's going to be meaningful.
And you've done similar programs with other retailers in the area, so it's not like mm-hmm. you don't have any experience doing this. You have plenty.
Yeah, I've probably selected 300 or 400 barrels in the last 10 years for different retailers locally and some nationally too, but the just the spectrum of barrels that are available to us that are still being undercapitalized is just crazy. I mean, the NDP market's obviously ripe, you know, public barrel, that's what we do. We source barrels and lots of barrels and then select single barrels for stores or for send them out to groups and release them that way. But the amount of just cool whiskey that's available right now is kind of unfathomable. And really untapped as far as a retail market goes. It usually just goes to groups. Speaking of groups, the Return of the Dragon Barrel we just released the, I don't know if you even, did you see it this morning? I released the remaining inventory of it.
It's public.
It sold out on the website. I was going to announce it here if there was any left, but it sold out in, I don't know, like 20 minutes once I put it in the main group. And so there was 24 or 25 bottles left of it. And then Daniel Sorrell, Caskin' Point, big time pick of the week, is this week releasing his Grace Barrel, which is 14 years and 1 month Ivy Mountain 4-grain.
Yeah, that's officially the oldest.
Yep, Supreme Courtship is the name of the barrel. And then he's releasing the first cab finish Willet that we have as well. So it's going to be a big week for Public Barrel. If you have any questions, email us at info@publicbarrel.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at Public Barrel, and we'll be back after these messages.
Bourbon Barn and Wine Barn has rapidly become the upstate's premier location for premium wine, beer, cigars, and spirits. With an unparalleled whiskey selection, Bourbon Barn is the exclusive retail partner of Unfiltered Access. With single barrel selections from Augusta Distillery, Dark Arts, Russell's Reserve, Knob Creek, and more, you're always bound to find something special and rare. Tell them Dan and Michael sent you.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access. I'm your host, Dan.
Hi, Michael.
And this segment, we're actually right in smack dab in the middle of the big game week, NFL Championship Week, and had a question.
Share your thoughts and your whiskey. This is the Liquid Ministry question of the day.
And the question is if you've got, say, a handful of neighbors and family members, maybe all of them or most of them will like a libation or two. You're going to have some beer drinkers, some wine drinkers, and some whiskey drinkers, but probably not quite the fringe of the whiskey community. What do you put out on your big game counter to appease the masses and also keep it interesting? This is a question for Michael.
Well, obviously, you have to have different types of libations. So, you know, if we're talking beer, typically like a light beer, lager, IPA, and then obviously for the wine drinkers, a red and a white. But for whiskey, I would do, well, are we talking straight pours or cocktails?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, definitely for straight pours, you'll probably want something higher proof, something lower proof. Because even if it is higher proof, then somebody can throw a rock or an ice cube in it, or maybe cut it with a little bit of water. And of course, like a lower proof, maybe like a bottled and bond.
Mm-hmm.
And then for cocktails, I mean, can't go wrong with an old fashioned. Ingredients are pretty easy to find. I don't know. What are your experiences for the game?
So I have found that people, if I go to somebody else's house, this is invariably what they have. There will be high noons.
I forgot about seltzers. Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be high noons. There'll be like a Pinot Grigio or some very approachable Chardonnay or something like that. And then maybe Pinot Noir or lighter red. And then for whiskey, it'll be, you know, bottle of Buffalo Trace or bottle of Russell's Reserve or something like that. Or heaven forbid, Woodford Reserve is what I'll see on somebody's counter, and that'll be the option. And then we'll know that we're in cocktail territory. But for mine, if I was going to invite people over, and I'm not trying to be pretentious, but I do want to take those opportunities to share good things with good people and, like, you know, kind of help them elevate their game a little bit. And so, in the interest of sharing, not in the interest of chastising or being, you know, being obnoxious or pretentious, I would probably put out something that's immediately available but also delicious. So I would pick out Evan Williams Bottle and Bond.
Classic.
Yep. I would throw maybe a rare breed on the counter, and then I'd have a cool NDP single barrel at cash strength.
Like a Dark Arts or something? Like
MVP, yeah, something like that. You know, middle of the road, approachable, but also super interesting and yummy. And it's going to give an experience that they're probably not used to. And so that would be my counter drinks. And then kind of a help yourself type of cocktail situation where you have a couple, you know, noble fruit juices, a bitter of some sort, some good rocks in a ice well, and then simple syrup and maybe some cocktail cherries or something.
Yeah, I was about to say a garnish.
Yeah. I had this was a couple years ago. I was helping out with a dude that had bought probably 60 or 70 pounds of wings that he was just planning on doing this like massive wing fry. And he wanted me to kind of handle the drinks, but what he wanted was a Bloody Mary bar for 6 p.m. on a Sunday night. And it's fine. I love a good Bloody Mary, but this sticks in my head of putting out all the olives and celery, and he wanted sliced bacon. And so I was like, you know, I was doing the culinary side of it, and I was making the Bloody Mary mix from scratch with some fresh lime juice and tomatoes. And I had a had these San Marzano whole peel tomatoes from the can, but I drained off the tomato sauce and blended those for the hard tomato element.
Oh, man.
And it was amazing. You know, I had the Worcestershire sauce and diced anchovies, and I mean, it's phenomenal. But I think maybe two people had Bloody Marys the whole time, and it was so much work. And I'm just thinking the easiest thing is usually the best thing. And we don't ever talk about, like, pre-made cocktails, like the canned RTD cocktails.
Yeah, I've even seen, like, the, what is it, Penelope does, like, the
Oh,
walnut.
Yeah. You know, I've not tried those before.
Yeah, I know some of the guys in typical, or not typical, but, like, your, you know, classic bourbon groups, they like them, so.
Yeah, what, they've got a pecan, is it a pecan old fashioned and like a, or a walnut old fashioned?
Yeah, there's like a black walnut or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then there's a cherry something or another, I think.
Yeah, I've heard you just like stick those in your freezer and just pull them out when you want them. And
I mean, I'm sure it's good. It's MGP or Lux Row distillate.
Yeah.
That's probably 2 or 3 years old, but still approachable and, you know, mixed with some bitters and stuff. I'm sure it's fine. I think that would probably be a lot better option than buying those cans that you can see out the cut water and
oh the margarita.
God, some of those are good. I just the margaritas sometimes are fine. I've not had a good whiskey one. The tip top or whatever it is, the small cans.
Oh, yeah.
Got an old fashioned that they advertise as 55 proof, and you know the bullet ones are okay. The High West ones were fine. 1792 Old Fashioned is not great, but yeah, I mean, just make a good one from scratch. It's so easy. You can do it just, or even, you know, give a little tabletop, you know, like a table tent thing on your counter that shows the instructions. One cool thing about the NFL championship is we have a quick bit of news. And here on the show in the next few weeks, we're going to be hosting 4-time NFL champion Terry Bradshaw, which is really cool. And his bourbon, just this weekend, got double gold on the world's, it's the World Whiskey Awards, WSWA, I don't know what the S is, Spirits and Whiskey Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
And it got best of show for his 12-year, 71%, 142-proof hazmat bourbon. And Rob Report put out a rave review on it. And I've actually had that barrel. I've got a bottle of it in my house, and actually so have you. It's really good. But the three single barrels that I'm releasing right after it, barrels 2, 3, and 4 of that run, are lights out. It is amazing.
Wow.
Follow us on at Unfiltered Access on Facebook. If you want to check that out, you'll see more of that as we get closer to interviewing Terry here on the show. But if you want to catch one of those bottles, definitely check us out on Facebook. We'll be back after these messages.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at capsulyte.com with code UNCUT30. capsulyte.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access. I'm your host, Michael.
I'm Dan.
And this is the segment that we call Guess That Pour. And this is the one that I brought with me. It is in a lovely Liquid Ministry sample bottle, this is a two ounce bottle. It is awesome. We love Liquid Ministry. They're one of our show sponsors. And so off the rip, it's pretty light.
Real light.
Anything noticeable so far other than the light?
Yeah, it smells, it's almost got like that American light whiskey smell to it. It's got a very distinct vanilla note that is almost, even without the color, it's almost unmistakable.
Yeah, I mean, this, going back to the last segment on the NFL championship, you know, party question, you know, what would you provide, you know, if you're hosting a party? And this is definitely one, if you can find it, I would definitely have it out because it's lower proof, great flavor.
Lower proof. It does taste lower proof. Just trying to think of what light whiskey do I know that's low proof. I mean, and I could be totally wrong. It might not be light whiskey. It could be. It's got an MGP note to it as well. Try not to overthink it. I'm going to say that's light whiskey.
It is not. It's bourbon. It's bourbon. Low-proof bourbon.
I was going to say, this does not look like it has been in a new charred oak barrel. It's comically light. Have I had this before?
I'm sure you have. I mean, that's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, we could probably get to the reveal since there's a couple we're working through.
Yeah, we got some more exciting stuff than this.
So this is Elmer T. Lee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. People wait in line for this stuff. Shame on y'all.
Yeah, I won a raffle for this one, so.
Did you win? This doesn't feel like winning in my glass. It's not bad. It just, you know, it feels like 9-year American light whiskey at a slightly lower proof.
Yeah, I mean, E.T. Lee is what, 90 proof, right?
93, is it not? It's 90.
Well, Blanton's is 93, yeah.
So it's 90, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it drinks 90 proof, but it also drinks like light whiskey. It does not drink like bourbon. I mean, they're all single barrels, though, so maybe this is just an off single barrel, but I tell myself that every time I have Blanton's, and it's always an off single barrel, except for Blanton straight from the barrel. If you find it at retail, buy it, because it is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But that might be the sole exception. Actually, we had that Blanton's Gold sample that I thought was pretty decent that one time, too.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of Blanton's Gold single barrels that have been pretty decent, but regular Blanton's, eh. But, I've got your pour now.
Yeah, this is a new pick for Pick of the Week.
Okay.
I don't know that you've ever had this. I know you've had the other one, but
okay.
Curious to see if you can guess it, but this one might be new to you. I want to know all the thoughts, because it's going to be a really difficult guess.
It's interesting, because I get a little bit of... Is it Dickel?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I could see where you would think that, though.
Yeah. I get a little bit of that graphite.
Yeah, it's like a minerally note, but it's not like Flintstone vitamins. It's not
Yeah. Yeah, they're notorious for that Flintstone vitamin note.
Yeah, this one doesn't have like that gripping, non-sweet vitamin note on the front of your teeth. It's like a potassium feel to it, almost.
It's not a rye, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, this is straight bourbon. It is a high rye straight bourbon.
It's not MGP high rye, is it?
Negative. This is Kentucky. Come on, Michael, dig deep. I know you've not had this, but you've had this distillery quite a bit.
Bardstown?
No.
Because, yeah, I guess I don't get a lot of that candy that you get from Bardstown. All right,
I'll give you a hint. It's 15 years old.
Is it Buffalo Trace?
No, it's not. 15. This is the... I'm just going to tell you, you wouldn't have guessed it. This is OBSV, 15-year-old.
Four Roses. There you go.
From the Father's Day single barrel release this year.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't even know I owned that bottle.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
blindsided me, man.
Yeah, this is 15-year cash strength, unfiltered Four Roses.
That's good. I like it.
It does taste kind of like a chameleon, too, because... I mean, you could guess just any distillery in the world could make a distillate that tastes like that, except for it still kind of tastes Four Roses when you think about it. It's got like just a very clean, balanced profile all the way across. Good fruit, good floral notes.
I don't get like that. Some of the Four Roses recipes, I'm not a complete nerd when it comes to that, but some of them have like a mint note, and I don't get any of that mint.
Yeah, I think, I'm gonna say this wrong, but I think Q and... Maybe K have the minty notes to them.
Okay.
OBSK is actually my favorite recipe mash bill from them, though. This is OBSV that we just had.
Definitely higher proof on this one.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So this is the third. A lot darker than the other two. I mean, the Elmer T. Lee is in a blue bottle, but I guess if I held them up, it would be like... five shades darker.
Yeah, the Elmer T. Lee. I've seen Reposado tequila that's darker than the Elmer T. Lee.
Nice. Yeah, this one has a lot more body to it.
Yeah.
And you said I've had this before.
You have had this before. You know, it's really hard on this side of it. I was like, if I had this, would I pick this out like a sore thumb?
Is it the 18 year?
It is not.
Okay. I was going to say 18 year MGP.
It is. Oh, no. I don't even own that bottle. You do.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Barton?
Yeah, it is Barton.
Okay, yeah. I get that cherry and the hue. Yeah, definitely the color. Okay. Is it Augusta 13 year?
No, I'll give you a big hint. It's been finished for 6 years in port barrels.
Oh, River Roots.
Yeah.
Is that VSB 05?
03. It's the seal box, the one that was the top ranked pour of...
So I don't... Okay, so I don't get a lot of that finish.
Yeah, like the port finish. That was the whole point. When we're going to go talk about... Actually, we've probably got time in this segment. We can go ahead and talk about my experience with Jimmy Red.
Yeah, I mean, that was it for the blinds.
So the fact that this was finished for 6 years in a port barrel is a great segue into what I discovered in Charleston the week before last on buying barrels of Jimmy Red. High Wire Distilling is in Charleston downtown. They distill local South Carolina grown Jimmy Red corn for their bourbon. And they've got it mastered to the point that they know the exact farm that each barrel came from as far as the red corn that was used for it. And the operations, I mean, for as small as it is, it's sharp. They really do a good job there. But we picked a 5.5 year single barrel of Jimmy Red corn bourbon that is the best, and I mean the best single barrel that I've ever had from them, bar none. There is no bar to put that towards because it blew everything else out of the water.
How many barrels did you taste through while y'all were there?
Total about 15. It's about all that our palates could handle on that. But we had 10 on the initial tasting. Quickly sorted out through 5 or 6 of them. I had heard good things about their new rick house by the Cooper River, but the ones that we had from there, I just think needed another couple seasons. And
yeah,
we
bet
picked,
those will be amazing in a few years.
Yeah,
by the Cooper,
they need some time and some wind, I think. But what we wound up getting was a 5.5 year, which is one of the oldest single barrels that they've released. And then we got the actual oldest pick they've ever released, because when we were walking through the distillery after we had selected our first barrel and we're just going and picking old barrels to drill into and try, I found a Mathiasen Napa red wine barrel that had been in rebarrel. So it was a finished bourbon in a Mathiasen red wine barrel for 4.5 years. The total whiskey age is 7 years, 4 months, and it was phenomenal. The finish is completely and totally gone. It's kind of like this. So, gone full circle. Tons of finish to the point that now it is an amalgamation rather than a bourbon that tastes finished.
Yeah.
So, this wouldn't be this without the port as much as it is the bourbon. So,
right.
You've got a complete product now instead of a product that has been finished with another product. And so... I think it's a really good segue for us to taste this and then kind of consider where our willets are going to be in another 2 to 4 seasons. I think they're going to come full circle where a lot of them taste either super finished or super bourbony with a weird finish at the end. I think they'll start to come full circle.
Yeah, you need to find that balance.
Yeah, and this definitely has it in spades. This barrel's amazing. But you're drinking a 14-year Barton bourbon with 6 years finished in port barrels. This has been the segment of Unfiltered Access. We'll see you after this break.
Bourbon Barn and Wine Barn has rapidly become the upstate's premier location for premium wine, beer, cigars, and spirits. With an unparalleled whiskey selection, Bourbon Barn is the exclusive retail partner of Unfiltered Access. With single barrel selections from Augusta Distillery, Dark Arts, Russell's Reserve, Knob Creek, and more, you're always bound to find something special and rare. Tell them Dan and Michael sent you.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Michael.
And this segment, we are joined by the infamous Steve Sinacrappi. Steve, tell us a little bit about some updates on Alvin Langston, since it's been a while since we've had you on.
Well, let's see. We completed our first year. I want to thank everybody out there that enjoyed some of our delicious bourbons, rye, or Contrary Cow. Was a pretty exciting year for us. We're in 200 stores in South Carolina, a bunch of bars and restaurants. I was very excited to go to Scoundrel, our Michelin star restaurant, and see Contrary Cow was got a featured drink on the menu. That was cool.
Yeah.
But we're also doing a lot of single barrels. So we'll have a lot of projects coming up. We just released one last Friday, a 10-year double-oaked rye, and it was selected by Upstate Whiskey Club.
I saw that at Wine Express.
Yeah. And I'll tell you a funny story. So this is kind of funny. We were at a whiskey tasting the night before, and it was a tasting, and it was the double-oaked rye up against OKI and Sazerac rye. And I think there were about 20 people in the room, and I think we got all but 4 votes as ours is the favorite. And the next day when I went to Wine Express, I got there about 1 o'clock, and 8 cases had already been sold between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And when I showed up, a couple of people wanted us to sign bottles. I was like, okay, this is really getting kind of funny. But anyway, we have more single barrels coming out. It's been a great experience. And I have to say, some of these are selected by the Whiskey Pope.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many of those single barrels have I selected?
I would say a very big number of them. So it's really nice when you have the Whiskey Pope in your corner helping you to source and find special whiskeys, and it's really been very fun, and I'm looking forward to 2026.
Yeah, it's cool, and as actually considering that, we've got a few. I don't even have an update on the barrels that we've got working right now for my group, but
some are scheduled to be bottled real soon, and two labels we're waiting for TTB approval.
Yep, and then one of your cohorts has a sample for me that I need to get still.
Yes.
The all those barrels I typically were released through my Discord. I think I've done, that'll be 8 barrels of Alvin Langston through my Discord in the last, 6.5 months?
I can only see a few of my fingers right now. I can't count that high, but yeah.
Yeah, and then I've got probably 6 barrels for stores that were selected as well through there. And so, cool to have you guys as a ongoing partner on this. We really enjoy it. But yeah, I've got you a pour here. This is actually a small continuation of the last segment because I want to get your opinion on it. But a man of unfettered talent and taste such as yourself should love that.
This is tasty, and I'm going to say it's many steps above the White Dog I had just a few minutes ago. So if this is an A-B comparison, there's really not a comparison.
Well, it is, yeah. It's 100%. Do you like that better than the other one?
Yes, I do.
Well, then you're right. Yeah. No, he is trying. I gave him a try of that River Roots 8-year Barton that was finished for 6 years in port barrels. It's 148 proof, total of 14 years aging.
Wow. Very tasty. I'll tell you, it... although, you know, you can taste that it's got proof, it doesn't drink that hot.
No, it doesn't taste anything.
And it doesn't taste super finished either.
No, it doesn't.
So that's what we were finishing up on the last segment, is kind of like where that threshold is on finishing being over finishy on the barrel, or versus where it comes full circle and it's amalgamized into something that is, or amalgamated into something that is a better whole than the sum of its parts. And so at some point, all of our finished whiskeys, which are now being finished for almost 3.5 years now, the Willets that we own, are going to be some other sum of its parts. But right now, a lot of them taste like bourbon that's been finished for a long time with cab. And that's, a lot of them are really yummy. But some of them feel just disjointed. You know, they're kind of clumsy right now. going through puberty?
Well, there's a lot of different things you can do. And obviously, are you thinking about cigar blends with some of these, like doing multiple
finishes? So we've got a cognac barrel of fire toasted Kelvin Green River that's going on 7 years now.
It's massive, too.
It's going on 8 years old now. It just turned seven. Yes, we've got it's a 94-gallon cognac cask of this Kelvin Green River bourbon. And that thing drinks, I mean, it is black. When I say it's black, it's comically black. It is like ink. And blending that in with some of that Willet, it is pristine, but it is 100% a cigar blend bourbon, and that is all it is at that point. I mean, it is a bomb. So we're going to do some of that with some of the really wine-forward barrels. But then you still got, you know, we still have probably 20 barrels that are kind of in this, like, weird trance of amazing bourbon and amazing finish, but not
together
cohesive.
Yeah. Well, the thing about, as I'm beginning to learn in my, you know, my sophomore year of the whiskey business here,
yeah,
is that it's art and science.
And luck.
Well, it's some of it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, there is some art to it. And timing's everything. You know, the double oak rye we did was tested weekly or every other week for a period of months until it was like, okay, now it's time to go. And
yeah,
when it's time to go, you pull it and go. So some of these things need to be monitored, because you're right, if it goes too far, it's just over the top. It's like drinking a bottle of perfume, and it's not something that most people enjoy.
Well, I think the this is a perfect example of something that went too far. At some point, it comes back around, and it's not too far at that point. This doesn't taste like 6 year port finished. There's no disjointedness to it. Mm-hmm. It is a complete pour, which the barrel that I picked 2 weeks ago from Highwire, the 7.5 year that we were talking about on the last segment, is a Jimmy Redcorn bourbon finished for the last 4.5 years in a Matthias and red wine barrel. And it drinks like this. It's cohesive. And I was trying to talk to Alexander about it. He was their head distiller for years, and now he's their sales manager. And so he knows kind of the whole operation. And he even said, he's like, I'm surprised this is this good. He's like, it hasn't been. So at some point or another, it turned a corner, and now it is a cohesive sum of its parts rather than a lot of neat things that just feel disjointed. And I'm really excited about that, because if we can put out whiskey that's this good in 2 years, I'm happy to give it all the time it needs, because I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Well, for those people that have tried Pope Picks, you've got a high bar. So there's a high expectation of what you're going to get. So
yeah, you said I had fans the other night when you were they were talking.
You do
about
have fans.
Stuff.
We
yeah.
were at a tasting and where the double oak rye came out so well. People came out afterwards and said, "Hey, can I take a selfie with you?" And I was like, "Oh, wow!" So I was like, and they said, "I love your stuff." Said, "I'm a huge Pope fan." I said, "Really? Oh, anything that he puts his name on, I get." And I was like, "Well, you know what? Should I tell Dan or not?" But I did.
My head can't get any bigger, so it's fine. You know, I already have doors that I can't fit under.
I have an expander for the studio door to help you get in here. But
we're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got the mic at full extension right now.
Well, seriously, you have terrific choices. So I really appreciate working with you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the check-in here. And we'll have to get back to the feel-good story next week. We might double them up for you all. We got some good ones coming. But happy to have you, Steve. Check out Alvin Langston at ContraryCow.com. And we're Unfiltered Access. You can find us on Facebook at Unfiltered Access and Public Barrel at Public Barrel on Instagram and Facebook. And we'll catch you next week.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly, and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
You've been listening to Unfiltered Access. brought to you by Public Barrel. For more information, visit publicbarrel.com.